Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive forevermore. He's the Son of God, and He's the Lord God Almighty. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give You this time where, Jesus, thank You for everything. We're celebrating You and all that You've done, especially during this Easter week. Thank You for coming to the earth, for dying for us, for shedding Your blood, for what You're doing now in our lives. We're in awe of all that You have done and are doing. Holy Spirit, we welcome You and acknowledge You are God. The Almighty God offers an eternal celebration to anyone who receives Him. This is what humans were born to do. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. That could be the next series that our ministry does, and it could last forever. The title, Man Was Born to Fellowship with God. It's a glorious revelation, all made possible because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We are in Easter week, and oh, glory to God. Someone may say, well, we think that You should present new information. Well, we are trying to do that, and tomorrow I have planned one of our founding members of this ministry is scheduled to be on this podcast, which will be good, okay? But we don't need anything new because it's Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what humans were born to do, was to fellowship with Him. His glory and majesty and beauty beyond description, beyond words, that we don't need anything else. I could stop the podcast right now. That's all someone needs. Amen. That's when someone finds Him, they find everything that a human being wants, needs, desires, hopes for, longs for, dreams of, including, and it starts with salvation, right? But it includes healing and in every area of our life. Every area. I mean, you name it, Jesus meets the need. Physical healing, if somebody has emotional, spiritual, every kind of healing. If someone's sad and depressed, Jesus gives joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Now, yes, this week, this sub-series is called The Sacrifice of Jesus. Such a wonder, again, this, the sacrifice of Jesus for all of eternity will be honored and revered and proclaimed and infinitely more. What a wonderful week Easter is to celebrate that. And there's deep, it's so glorious, so wonderful. You know, today I want to just cite the wonderful portion of when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. It's in Matthew 26. This is a very holy, sacred thing. This is something, you know, those believers know that this is communion. You know, in services we take communion, and we could take communion in our home every day. If, you know, this is a very sacred, we should be very, you know, reverent. But let me say this. There's a big misconception. You know that I've talked about these things, okay? When we know Jesus Christ, it's a celebration. It's we can totally rest in Him and relax in Him, and not, we don't have to worry or have fears about anything. We don't have to, I mean, it's a, you know, I'll try to be short, but about this, but there is this massive, rampant, pervasive misconception about a walk with Jesus Christ, about Christianity. It's and there's so, I mean, we could do a whole series about that, okay? And people think, and for example, well, people think it's dead religion. People think it's a religious thing that we have to be very, very somber and sad, and you know that many churches are in, and Catholic and Christian, they're in religion, dead religion. They're it's all over the world, and people think that they have to be act very pious and very, you know, walk on eggshells and be, you know, be sad and somber, and it reminds me, you know. Now again, the Lord's Supper, when Jesus talked about with his disciples, he said, "Take." He broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body. This is my blood." You know, the blood of the new covenant. Do this in Luke 22, he says, do this in remembrance of me. Okay. Now there is a place where this, we do need to, there's a time to be very serious and very, we need to take our entire most holy faith very serious. But remember, Jesus Christ is alive forever, and he offers a celebration. That's what I want to emphasize in this sub-series. It's about the sacrifice of Jesus. We're in Easter week. Without the Holy Spirit, someone may, you know, the Bible talks about how the gospel is an offense. You know, without the Holy Spirit, someone will not understand the celebration. And but when we, so the bottom line is, let me move to the positive. When we find Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, everything changes. Everything. When we take the Lord's Supper, it's a celebration because Jesus is alive. He's now our bread and our, remember in John 6 yesterday, message about the bread of life passage. This is a celebration. We no longer exist, and now we, Jesus Christ is our everything. We take the Lord's Supper, bread and wine, that's his body, that's his blood, that today, because he's alive, this is just one aspect of it. Because he's alive, we partake of him spiritually, and he becomes our food and our drink, our everything. Amen. Jesus said in the Bread of Life passage, my body is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Spiritually. He even said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. This is a celebration of the fact that Jesus is alive. Now, yes, there is a time where we really are reverent about his sacrifice. Absolutely. You say, well, how can it be both? Because our most holy faith is our everything. Amen. He's, but primarily, I also want to, you know, emphasize, Reinhard Bonnke said it, when God fills you with his Holy Spirit, you'll recognize yourself. he even said, that's the words he used, celebration. I mean, and he said, you must come out of dead religion. So I keep emphasizing this because we need to hear it. We need to hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. We need to hear again and again these glorious revelations that Jesus presented. And in Luke 22, do this in remembrance of me. So that taking communion reminds us, wow, here's something practical, right? We take the bread and we take, it might be grape juice, but it, you know, this is represents Jesus' body and his blood. We eat these things. We understand. We can understand food as human beings. That's what keeps us alive. We have to have food and drink. And then remember, he talks about the living water. We need water to survive in the natural. We can understand that. That's the symbol of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's using things that we as humans can understand. Another aspect I want to just touch on in these passages, it's Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22. So recommended reading. So Jesus speaks here about the new covenant. And that's the sixth of the seven covenants. There's seven overall. And we're in the new covenant now. Amen. The new covenant. We're a new creation. Anyone who finds Christ Jesus is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And the seventh covenant is the everlasting covenant. Amen. That's, oh, glory to God. There's this just glorious revelations about these covenants. And Jesus here, this is another aspect of, you know, in this portion, famous portion, Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. He says, this is in Luke 22:20. He took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. The new covenant. A covenant is a partnership. It's very simple. It's a, you know, our salvation, it's a partner, it's a covenant, it's a partnership, it's a relationship. He offers this relationship. Now, let me finish with this. Revelation 3:20. Jesus reveals here, oh, it's so glorious. It's beyond words. It's too wonderful for us. But he specifically says, okay, let's repeat it. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He who opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, sup with him, and he with me. What is he referring to? Well, dine and sup, that's having a meal. That's, he's offering, one of the deepest revelations of this is, and simple, is that he's offering to fellowship with someone. He uses an allegory of, two allegories actually in this passage, Revelation 3:20, but one is I will have a meal with him and he with me. Sharing a meal with Jesus. That's spiritually, it's again, he spoke about this in the Bread of Life passage. He spoke about this, revealed this in the Lord's Supper. You know, and when he talks about this is my body, this is my blood. And then he says it in Revelation 3:20. You notice how he's repeating this glorious revelation where Jesus becomes our everything. He's using, you know, a deep revelation about it is First, the sacrifice of Jesus. His body was broken. He shed his blood. All of this, our celebrations made possible because of his sacrifice. And today, he's alive so we can partake of him. He becomes our food, our wine, our water, our everything. He's, you know, these wonderful worship songs that say, he's the air, you're the air I breathe. You know, you're the, he's our everything. Amen. What a glorious trade this is. We lose our old nature, ourself. We no longer exist, and we get the God of the universe. Do you realize how glorious and awesome this is? The greatest thing is him and his presence and glory. And everything that is contained within that and contained, so glorious. Every good thing comes from God. Every good thing that every, you could almost say every good thing that every person has received, will receive, comes from the Father, God Almighty, from Jesus Christ. I mean, everything. And so, I want to add one more thing. It is serious. You know, anyone who chooses self instead of God, there are very serious eternal consequences. So serious that their eternal destiny depends on it. And I remember one of Reinhard Bonnke's messages. He said it so strongly, your eternal destiny depends on this. And so let's be those believers who choose to just walk with Jesus. What a glorious privilege. What this is, to think that we trade our old nature, which has no, I mean, for, and we get the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, the Holy Spirit, to be within us and in us and all around us forever. Amen.